Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Woo! Yes.
Now, before we get started, let's say hello to the Atlanta crew. Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Good to see you. I hope everyone's enjoying their day off, if you have a day off, because today is Memorial Day.
Right.
So let's take that time to honor and remember all of our fallen heroes who have served in the armed forces. But we have to work here at Dish Nation. The celebrity news never stops. We don't take breaks. So later in the show, Jennifer Lopez takes a walk down memory lane to discuss that famous Grammy dress that she wore. And you'd be surprised to find out what she's saying about it 20 years later. Also, Kendall Jenner is all about the love, and Chris Rock's getting a lot of hate for a particular joke. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, Zac Efron, he may be a heartthrob to you, but salmon breath to some. Now, the actor was on the Graham Norton show, and he revealed how he ruined his first TV kiss when he was on the TV show Summerland. Take a look.
At lunch, they served fish, and next was the kissing scene, and I was very nervous, and we went in for the kiss. I got out this close, and all of a sudden, I shut my eyes and I'm ready to go in and nothing happens. I'm going further and nothing's happening. I'm getting further, like thinking eventually we're gonna touch. And all of a sudden I hear, oh my gosh, did you have salmon for lunch? Seriously?
No!
Like, yeah? And it ruined a first kiss for
me. Oh,
so bad. 4K, I'm sorry.
Heidi actually demands salmon breath before a kiss.
Before we kiss,
she has salmon-flavored toothpaste.
Here's what I will say. I went to the doctor not too long ago, and he was like, "You know, you should take fish oil. You know, pills are really healthy." And so I started taking it, but it's true. Like I did like a little burp, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
You got some explaining to do.
I love you. So yeah, I don't take any of that stuff because it changes the taste and smell of your body.
Yeah.
Now, Gary, for your first kiss, what was your breath like?
It probably was like lilies.
Lilies?
Hot dog lilies.
Yes, a fresh flower, honey. You know, just flop.
Did a frog just... No.
Oh, my God, Brad.
Well, y'all, moving on. Chris Rock was recently blasted by Whitney Houston's fans and the OG Bobby Brown.
Uh-oh.
The actor and comedian took to Instagram and put up a meme which was supposed to be a joke featuring Whitney wearing sunglasses and looking less than impressed during a sit-down interview. And he captioned the meme, "Hurry up, I got crack to smoke."
Oh my
God. Just like we feel right now, I got goosebumps. Ain't cool at all. Well, fans called out the since-deleted post bogus, terrible, and trash. And, of course, OG Bobby Brown jumped in and rocks the comments and wrote, "During this time of women empowerment, you choose to use your time to try to humiliate our queen? When I see you on site, I'm going to smack every tooth out of your mouth."
Oh, that's a big tooth.
I thought you were a friend to the family.
That's a day at work right there.
We'll take multiple slaps.
But that's violence, though. Bobby shouldn't promote violence, though. He should just say, "Chris, I want to talk to you like a man."
Hey, listen, Gary, it's his prerogative.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Like,
there should be a full-on PSA that goes out and says, stop being disrespectful to the dead. Like, when people are no longer on this earth, at some point, like, the jokes like that have to stop,
right,
dude.
He's not a newsman. He's not an actor. He's a comedian.
But
in this case, it says he's I thought you were a friend of the family. This is Bobby Brown talking to Chris Rock, saying, I thought you were a friend of the family. Why would you do this? But don't you think with your friends, you're more likely to do that ribbing? I mean, that's the joke.
Like, if Whitney was alive and he was like,
Brittany would tap that ass if she was alive.
This meeting and I got cracked and smoked. Would she go, Chris, damn it?
He wouldn't say that to Bobby in private.
He wouldn't say that if she's alive.
Yeah, she would have cussed his ass clean out. Like, that would have been funny to her.
Take me over there.
It looks like Kendall Jenner may know best. She could be the one giving love advice to her sisters. In case you're not keeping up with the Kardashians, Kendall's the supermodel.
Right.
All right, so that's how she makes a living. And she's
a
also,
Jenner.
She's a Jenner, yes. And she sat down with her sister, Kourtney Kardashian, for her lifestyle website, Poosh.
Ew.
I don't know. And in the conversation, she compared falling in love with someone to how she felt when she discovered her two passions, which are modeling and, in case you didn't know, horseback riding.
I didn't know.
Right?
I'm very much someone who I fall in love with. I'm like love at first sight type of person. Like, I know I'm going to fall in love with you the second I meet you. I have this overwhelming feeling. And that doesn't happen a lot for me. And then I'm not the kind of person who can, like, gradually fall in love with someone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's supposed to, I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's the same thing for me with, like, kind of knowing what I, like, want to do or what I like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a really, like, straightforward person when it comes to that.
She is talking about lust. Love at first sight doesn't happen. It's not a real thing. When I first met my wife years and years ago, oh my God. But that wasn't love. That was things need to be happening. And then you do that and you get to know the person, and that's what's gradually falling in love.
You're only saying it's lust because you were with somebody at the time and you met your wife. And you had these crazy feelings that you shouldn't have had.
Oh, Heidi,
freak.
I didn't act on them. I waited until we were through.
Yeah.
You broke up on purpose.
You're like, wait until we the long were con. Through.
Heidi had a burner phone.
I had a pager.
Do you guys believe in love at first sight, or are you more on my side where it's lust at first sight and then you fall in love?
When I went on my first date with my now husband, when I got home, I remember telling my nanny, I think I met my husband. Because he was just like full husband material. Everything about him was what I wanted in a man. Now, we still waited 5 years later, you know what I mean?
Good, that's
but
smart.
I did get that tingly feeling that was beyond lust on that first date.
But where did you get the tingling feeling at?
Listen, nasty.
How long has it been, Gary?
Now, here's the thing. I mean, Kendall's a young woman, unlike Heidi and Eva. So,
can someone move this umbrella? Because the shade is
shade is real.
Well, everybody know, child, honey, how I love fashion. So I wanted, honey, to revisit legendary fashion looks from the past in something called
Iconic Fashion Flashback.
And today's fashion flashback, honey, is none other than Miss Jennifer Lopez in that beautiful green Versace print dress. Now, let's listen, y'all, to J-Lo talk about that fashion moment.
We really had choice between two dresses. And one was a white dress or something like that, and the other one was the Versace jungle print dress. And my stylist goes, I think you should really wear the white dress because three people have worn this dress. Donatella herself, it's been seen, and I was like, okay, well, let me try on both and let's see. And Benny was there, Benny Medina, my longtime manager, and I put on the green dress and I come out, and then Benny goes, that's it.
That's a dress she was running from bullets in too, huh?
No, she didn't wear that dress.
No, she didn't.
I thought when they were shooting that Puffy, she was in that dress.
No, she wasn't in that dress. She was dating him when she wore that dress.
It was an iconic fashion moment.
It was.
Yes, it
really
was.
It don't matter who wore it before her. Sorry, Donatella, we love you. But that when Jennifer Lopez wore that dress, it was over.
Yeah,
nobody
Donatella
else
don't care. She
still
crazy.
Has not worn a dress like that.
I remember when she wore that, I was like, I would be so, because you can't sit down in it. I would be so uncomfortable all night thinking, look how high that front
is. I'm sure she wore panties.
She should put that dress back on for a throwback Thursday or a flashback Friday.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, no, she would try to absolutely murder it right now. She would try to kill it to beat herself out.
But she couldn't wear that with J-Rod, though.
A-Rod?
I think she could wear anything she wanted to wear with A-Rod.
She was with Didi with that one, so that'd be mixing men.
No, it won't. She would have to turn her comments off, though, because when I tell you...
Diddy's going to be in there.
All righty, up next, find out what superstar singer says her cats are one of her biggest influences. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, y'all, Taylor Swift recently told Time Magazine about the top influencers in her life. Y'all ready for this?
Number three
is the website Tumblr.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Number two is Paul McCartney. Oh. And take a look at what number one is.
I love my cats so much that when a role came up in a movie called Cats, I just thought, like, I've got to do this. Like, this is my calling in life to do this for the ladies. And so I went to cat school, which they have on set, readily available for us. Learned how to be as much like a cat as I possibly could.
She always gave me that old lady vibe. Like, you know, you should be doing, like, the antiquing. Like, she has a bunch of cats. Like, I don't know. Like, she's like a young old person.
And her eyes are starting to look very cat-like.
They are.
Like
she does her eyes. She looked like a cat, right?
Yeah.
But is it fair she's playing like a cat? She's taking a role from somebody who needs a role, but she wants to be a cat because she likes cats.
I think she should be the new Catwoman.
I don't know about all that. You're going a little far now.
So who are your biggest influences, Heidi?
Oprah, Julia Roberts, and Oprah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, let's just say if you had to sub one person out.
Julia Roberts for other Oprah.
Oprah trifecta.
Right, because she loves bread.
Because what's better than three O's? Am I right, ladies? Oh, yeah.
All right, some other influences that other artists have had. Well, Cher's been a big influence for a lot of people, including this particular singer. Take a look.
Hey, Cher, this is Reba McEntire. I just want to say how much of a big fan I am of yours. I did get to go see your play on Broadway, and I absolutely loved it. I learned so much about you, and I learned a lot of things that I can do to improve my life and my career. You're wonderful.
Reba is slightly younger than Cher, but obviously grew up listening to Cher's music and influenced her career. She wanted to follow in the same footsteps. They both done television shows and movies, so she is kind of following those footsteps. But I think it'd be kind of funny that I'm going to start carving Reba loves Cher into trees everywhere I go just to freak people out.
I want to see Reba McEntire wear that outfit that Cher wore on that Navy cruise ship or that, what do they call it?
That piece of strip.
Battleship.
Yeah.
Why do you want to see her wear that?
I don't know. I mean, she's inspired by her so much.
Sure is.
I'm afraid Fancy's going to let you down.
All right, y'all, we're sticking with the theme of powerful women. Gayle King shared some insight into the family tradition of her son, Will, who's 32 years old, and every year they go to Red Lobster for his birthday.
Oh, wow.
Now, this has been happening since he was 8 years old, and he always wanted to celebrate there because he loves their Cheddar Bay biscuits.
They're good. I am totally there with him. They're good.
But that's not good, honey.
Why?
Well, I don't believe Gayle needs to be whipped because that's Oprah's thing. You know Oprah don't play it with no damn cheddar biscuits.
Why whipped, of all things?
No, they're made of she does, Gary. Those cheddar biscuits are half cauliflower.
Ain't no cauliflower at Red Lobster.
Well, first,
and Oprah's a foodie and a healthy eater. That's not a good look.
Yeah, but if you remember her Weight Watchers commercial, it started off with, I love bread. I eat bread every day.
That's
so
right,
I'm sure
Eva.
Oprah was there, too.
I know. As far as Red Lobster and, you know, going there for your birthday, I mean, that's something as a kid, Red Lobster was the place to go. In my hometown, it was like, if you're going to the prom, someone's birthday, anniversary, Red Lobster was the deal.
That's it. Yep. That was the nicest place in town.
Yes.
That's right.
On Sunday after church, the whole church gather up and go to Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You were doing it big.
Y'all sure were.
You were doing it big then, or she went to churches on the bad days. On, like, you went to church's chicken.
And like, girls used to be like, I think he's going to pop the question. He took me to Red Lobster.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You go to DSW, get some new shoes.
He gets down on his knee, and you think, oh, my God. He's like, oh, I just dropped a hush puppy.
All right, well, coming up, we'll tell you what Pink does to keep her marriage alive. And promotional consideration provided by.
Your skin has different needs at night. That's why there's Gold Bond Overnight Lotion. Works while you sleep as hyaluronic acid locks in moisture. Gold Bond Overnight Lotion.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Well, hello. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
Now, recently, singer Pink sat down with Carson Daly on the Today Show to talk about mental health and how she and her husband, Carrie Hart, make their matrimony work. And when I say work, I mean work. Take a listen.
Carrie and I have been in couples counseling almost our entire 17 years that we've been together.
Why has that been important?
Only reason we're still together. Both of our families are... We come from broken families. Mm-hmm. And we had no model of how are we supposed to keep this family together and live this crazy life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no model, there's no book that says, here's how to do this.
So we go to counseling, and it works.
Yeah, to the untrained ear, you know, 17 years does seem like a lot of time to be counseling, you know, try to make anything work. Do you think this is par for the course, or you think they're overdoing it?
No, I think it's a good thing.
Me too,
Maybe more Africans in America should subscribe.
They need to. Most black people, or people of color, whatever you want to call us, we feel like if we go talk to somebody, we're crazy. That's a very bad stereotype in the black community. Like, when you tell your black friends, kind of like from where we're from, like from the bottom, you'd be like, I'm going to talk to somebody. They'd be like, girl, what? I ain't going to talk to somebody. You crazy. You gotta.
When it comes to couples counseling, no matter what color you are, I think people think that there's an issue in your relationship. Like, by the time you get to couples counseling, if you're green, blue, or purple, then it must be a problem in the relationship. And I think that that is a preconceived notion that is false. I think going to couples counseling, period, is very healthy for a relationship because despite the color that you are, it allows exactly what Pink was saying, for you guys to start speaking the same language.
And I will say that Pink and Carrie Hart are relationship goals because they actually broke up back in 2008 and got back together. It is so much easier to leave the relationship than it is to work on it and make it work. So kudos to you guys.
Absolutely, y'all. See y'all. Congrats. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all, it's time for some sexy time. Y'all remember Dr. Ruth and her sex tips?
Oh, yes.
Baby, I said in the words of Gary, baby. There's a documentary about the 90-year-old out in theaters called Ask Ruth, and it's set to be released on Hulu later this week. And y'all, she gives 4 sex tips that everyone needs for making good nookie.
Oh.
Y'all want to know what they are?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey.
Number 1, seduce with words, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, use fantasy because it stops boredom in the sack. Oops. Number 3, read a sexy book like 50 Shades of Grey. And number 4, don't forget the after play.
Hold on, what's after play?
I guess after you do it, you play some more after. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. After play, like...
But don't you be tired a little bit?
And sometimes people be a little sensitive after, like...
The warm washcloth.
Oh, the wash off.
The warm washcloth.
So what do you do to get them in the mood? Brat, what would you say?
A massage, darling.
Ew. See, a massage is always a telltale sign of a freak.
Because what you do, darling, you sit on the back and you rub and you have no clothes on. And your parts are rubbing their parts. And then as your hands rub their back, and then you start to flip over and you start to feel sensation.
And that's how Mikey got here. And then...
I know now. All right, y'all. Coming up, honey, we're going to tell you about when creeping goes wrong. You won't believe this story, honey. Coming up right after the break.
Dish Nation, Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yo, yo, yo.
Man, have you ever looked on an ex's social media page to see what they were up to or how they were living post-breakup?
Guilty.
Well, a man in northern Mexico had to be rescued after he accidentally trapped himself in a hole that he dug so he could spy on his ex-girlfriend, y'all.
Trapped in a hole is how he became my ex.
Well, the 50-year-old man had spent days digging a tunnel under the woman's house and was discovered by his ex after she heard noises and investigated. OMG.
Wait a
second. She must have had some good. Because, like, no dude is going to do that. Like,
dig a tunnel?
Very El Chapo of her.
I feel bad for this guy, because obviously he was emotionally devastated.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
Not emotionally.
She put it on him, honey.
Maybe it was an honest mistake. He popped up through and was like, this Texas?
Something is wrong with this man.
Let's be honest. You mentioned earlier, Brat. Has anyone ever gone on anybody's social media or followed them or stalked in any sort of way? Come on, Heidi. You said
I mean,
guilty.
I've gone and looked at what exes are up to, and then I see, you know, like who they ended up with, and I'm like, stupid.
Well, it's like somebody's not over it. You.
Totally over it.
No, you're not.
And I don't even want people to think I'm even looking at their page like I care.
Actually, that's what he had on when he popped up. That's his disguise.
Let's see him dig a hole.
They never know it's me.
He was arrested. Obviously, he was caught.
Good.
And he is locked up. But I mean, really, is that safe locking him up? Look at his MO.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going to burrow out.
Right.
Exactly.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.